From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe, August 6th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Motherhood Musings. Here's what I'd tell my younger mum self. I'd tell my younger self that motherhood isn't a checklist. It's a series of tiny muscle-building moments. Each child teaches you a new skill. Patience with the first, listening with the second, slowing down with the third. So don't expect to have it all figured out right away. The hardest days, exhaustion, mess, feeling overwhelmed, will fade into memory, leaving behind the love and pride that grow as your kids age. Enjoy those ordinary, chaotic moments. They become the sweetest memories later. A few practical tweaks: snap more videos, keep the house a bit messier, ask more questions, and skip the noisy plastic toys. And if you can, take that big family trip while the kids are young. The experiences will outlast any financial worry. Next, second, from Kfella, the author of Number the Stars, still believes in human decency. Lowry emphasises the importance of sharing true stories from Holocaust survivors, which can be found online through the USC Shoah Foundation Visual Archive. She also notes that survivors are still willing to share their stories with local audiences, providing a sense of hope. In terms of appealing to children's short attention spans, Lowry uses cliffhangers in her writing to keep readers engaged. She's had success with this approach, with one reader describing their heart pounding as they couldn't stop reading Number the Stars. Lowry is opposed to book banning and has experienced it with her own books. She notes that Germany takes its Holocaust education seriously, with Number the Stars being a popular book among German schoolchildren. Lowry believes human decency emerges from human relationships and recommends nurturing cross-generational pairings to pass on wisdom and experience. She advises young people to take action against hatred and discrimination, and to stand up for what's right. Lowry sees optimism in today's young readers, who are asking how to prevent dystopian scenarios from happening. She believes this is a crucial question that deserves attention and effort. Up next, third, from Kfella. This Jewish artist is a little Hasidic, a little counterculture. Steve Marcus is a Jewish artist who blends Orthodox and counterculture elements in his work. Born and raised in New York, Marcus grew up attending Hasidic services, but didn't become observant until adulthood. He's a graphic designer and pop artist who's worked with clients like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Nickelodeon. Since becoming more observant, Marcus has focused on creating art that explores Orthodox Jewish life, often incorporating psychedelic and trippy elements. His exhibitions, such as Psychedelicatessen, feature artwork inspired by underground comics, Hasidism, and Jewish tradition, all while adhering to kosher guidelines. Marcus aims to make Jewish art accessible to people of all observance levels, pushing boundaries and challenging traditional notions of what kosher art looks like. And then, fourth, from Scary Mommy. Here's how to tell your pet needs to go to the vet. Now, so when it comes to figuring out if your pet needs to go to the vet, it's not always easy, but there are some clear red flags to look out for. If your dog or cat is having trouble breathing, vomiting, or diarrhea that won't stop, or has ingested something toxic, you need to get them to the emergency vet ASAP. Other signs that are a big deal include seizures, collapse, or sudden weakness, a bloated abdomen, pale or blue gums, or severe bleeding. It's also a good idea to call the emergency vet if your pet has a known medical condition and is showing even mild symptoms. And remember, pets often hide pain, so by the time they show obvious signs, they may already be very sick. If you're not sure what to do, it's always better to err on the side of caution and call the emergency vet. urgent care is usually a good option for minor issues like ear infections or skin problems. But if your pet is having a life-threatening emergency, you need to go straight to the emergency vet. And even if urgent care determines your pet needs surgery or overnight hospitalisation, you may still be transferred to the ER. The key is to not wait and see if things get better. Delaying care can make treatment more difficult and costly. If you notice any changes in your pet's behaviour, appetite, or personality, it's worth a call to the vet to see if they think your pet needs to be seen. Next, fifth, from Scary Mommy. Gina Rodriguez is done. Pretending postpartum is something you do alone. Gina Rodriguez, who's spoken openly about feeling debilitated after her second birth, is teaming with Philips Avent on a new SMS service called Share the Care Connector. The tool lets a new mum text a list of trusted friends or family, then automatically sends them prompts like drop off a meal or check in. So support arrives without her having to ask. Rodriguez says the biggest hurdle isn't finding help, it's asking for it, and the app is built to bridge that gap. She's sharing her own postpartum anxiety story to show how a coordinated village can turn loneliness into practical relief. That's the read, small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow, if this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.